Good afternoon. It's Thursday, September 5th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with these South Carolina headlines. As Hurricane Dorian blows off the coast of the Carolinas, forecasters are predicting high storm surges and drenching rains that could trigger flooding and unleash environmental hazards in areas still recovering from last year's Hurricane Florence. The National Weather Service says a hurricane warning is in effect for the Carolina coast, with a potentially life-threatening storm surge of up to 8 feet around the North Carolina-South Carolina line. Meteorologist John Quagliarello says teams are monitoring the Waccamaw River in northeast South Carolina.
Right now, the only concern we have for major flooding is on the Waccamaw River. We have no concerns here in the Midlands. Other rivers along the coast might reach minor or at worst moderate flood stage, but the river we're most concerned with right now is the Waccamaw River for any kind of significant flooding.
As of 3 p.m. today, mandatory evacuation orders have been lifted for Jasper, Beaufort, and Colleton counties. Local law enforcement agencies are currently surveying those counties and will decide when re-entry into those areas can begin. As for the other five coastal counties, Governor McMaster says orders are still in place because of the danger.
When the wind stops, we still have to deal with the water because the water will last longer. And once the water's gone, we still have to, when we get in and try to evaluate, we still have down power lines, all kinds of other dangers. So please listen to the local and the state authorities, and we'll give you our best estimate of what is safest to do.
In Charleston, city officials say they're still seeing rain and gusting winds, but already they're grateful. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen tells us why.
The storm surge and the city's high tide did not collide to create record flooding conditions. The area has seen plenty of rain, closing nearly 100 roads. People have lost power, and plenty of trees have toppled, some on homes and cars. Winds continue to gust, but as one local explains, at least they're gusting the right way.
They're blowing the water out of the harbor away from the town, which is good. That is wonderful.
City officials are still urging those who did not evacuate to stay inside. They hope to begin cleanup Friday. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.